This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. And we're joined now by Jeff Knox of the Firearms Coalition, and I haven't spoken with him in a bit. Well, because, you know, everybody's busy and everything, and plus, I'm forgetful. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, Bill. How are we doing?
Well, I'm doing all right, I guess. Like I said, I'm forgetful. I don't like being forgetful. I don't like being forgetful. But anyway, it's always good. So I didn't go. Did you go to the NRA annual meeting?
Oh, absolutely. I went to my annual pilgrimage to get pilloried. I skip one every now and then, and I always regret it, or I usually regret it. And then I attend, and I usually regret it. So it's kind of a lose-lose situation. The NRA is such a mess right now. And I think that we've crossed over the Rubicon. I don't think that there's any salvation available. There's no impact that we can make anymore. And I don't know. I talk about NRA so much. I write about NRA so much because I had hoped we could save them, but from themselves, from their leadership. But I don't really see a chance of that happening now. Over the next several months, they're supposed to be going to court in the New York lawsuit. I think that there's a very good chance that they'll file for bankruptcy again, with more solid footing for doing so. You know, the last time in the same press release where they announced that they were filing for bankruptcy, they declared that they weren't bankrupt. So that became a problem and ended up that the bankruptcy got tossed for being filed in bad faith. But now they really are very close to bankruptcy. And so I think that they're probably going to do that again. There are some signs out there that they're going to do that again. They made too much money in the Great American Outdoor Show and the NRA convention up in Indiana. So that bolstered their bottom line a little bit, and the political situation is good for them. It's good for their fundraising, but we're way behind, and I don't see recovery. And if they go to court, well, they're going to lose because the evidence is just utterly damning. It's a terrible situation, and anybody who doubts me, I invite you, go to my website, firearmscoalition.org, and there are court documents, there are financial disclosure documents, there are IRS documents, there are samples from the court of reports from independent auditors who looked at the NRA's books that are just astounding, the things that they've been spending money on, and the way we've been losing membership, the way we've been losing revenue, I get so frustrated with it all, but I don't want to come off as a one-trick pony. I've been writing about guns and gun rights for over 20 years, and the NRA is only a small part of that. I do that watchdog thing because I know more about the inside workings of the NRA than most people who work inside the NRA.
Right.
And it's kind of an obligation. I know the history. I've been in it, you know, from my father, and I feel obligated. And I'm a 40-year life member, endowment member, And I care about the association, and I believe that we need a strong NRA. But what we've been getting has not been as strong as it should have been. And what we're about to get is a collapse, and who knows what's going to be left to pick up from there. The judge seems to be fairly reasonable and concerned about NRA members, but who knows for sure how it's all going to end up. But unfortunately, at this point, I don't see that those of us on the outside can have any real impact.
To explain Jeff's pilloried comment earlier, it is widely spoken at NRA that the reason that Jeff shows up is because he has an axe to grind. Because his father tried to save the NRA, and that didn't work out quite the way, I guess,
any of us hoped.
And so for that reason, whenever you show up, actually the ones who come out and pillory you are actually the one-trick ponies, because they've been saying the same thing for how long?
Oh, it's over 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, they've been defending the indefensible. And this year in particular, I put forward a couple of resolutions. People complain that, oh, they were too long and complicated. Well, I'm trying to explain a very complicated situation to people who just haven't been paying any attention. And, I want to tell them that our membership has fallen, our annual membership. We've got basically 2 million life members and had 3 million annual members, and the life members, they're all paid up. They're riding the bus now.
Right.
Only if they make special contributions does any money come from them. Their life membership money was spent a long time ago. Instead of being any of it being put into a trust fund or an endowment, like my father suggested 30 years ago, it's spent right then. And so what we depend on is our lifeblood is those 3 million annual members. And we've lost 1.5 million of those. That's half of our annual membership
right.
in just the last 4 years. We went from almost $400 million a year in revenue down to like $192 million. And $192 million is nothing to scoff at, but it's half of what it was 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And that's atrocious. And somebody should pay for that. And it shouldn't be the NRA members.
Right.
Unfortunately, it's the NRA leadership has failed. And, we're paying the price. We, the members, are paying the price for that. And Republicans are going to pay the price for it, in the coming election. Because that NRA support, that NRA funding, that NRA notification and alerting people is not going to be as impactful as it has been in recent years. And that's going to hurt the Republicans' chances for really making a sweep in 2024 as it did in 2022 and 2020, for that matter. So it's just a downhill slog, and I don't see an upside anywhere in what's going on right now.
Well, I was going to ask you a question, but instead of that, tell everybody how to find you. I'll ask the question when we get back. How does everybody find Jeff Knox and that which Jeff Knox does?
It's simple. Firearms Coalition, all one word, firearmscoalition.org. And you can also find me on Ammo Land. You can find me in Firearms News. I write fairly prolifically, and most of it ends up getting posted on my website, but some of it is proprietary, and so you have to go to firearmsnews.com or ammoland.com in order to read some of those articles.
I didn't know that. And, of course, you should go support Jeff out there. Read his stuff. All the other things. Jeff is the most frugal guy I know. He's not flying. He's riding on the Greyhound and everything. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Jeff Knox, and you made a point before we went to break, and I want to ask you about that. Do you think the weakened NRA had anything to do with the 2022 trickle?
I do. I absolutely do. The NRA has been historically spending quite a bit of money. Our power, the NRA's power, comes from the membership and like-minded gun voters out here. And in election cycles, the big power is the power of the money is in alerting those members and getting them to the polls. Getting out the vote is everything in elections. And NRA didn't do a great job of that. Republicans didn't do a great job. I'm not putting all of it on the NRA by any means, but when you look at the margin of defeat in so many places, places like Arizona, we failed to turn out strong support in Arizona. And I put some of that at the foot of the NRA and their failure to be able to spend the money that they should have been able to spend. So I put a lot of that there. But here in the coming elections, if anybody who watched President Trump's CNN town hall should have noticed, there was only one question about Second Amendment stuff. And the guy asking the question prefaced it with, well, we've got all of these attacks, and you supported a ban on bump stocks. And so what are you going to do if you get reelected as president? And Trump made a really telling statement. He said, look, as you know, we did the bump stock thing. And as you know, they don't matter. They're not important. We went to NRA and NRA told us that's not important. It's just teaching people how to shoot poorly quickly. So, we went along with them on that. And that is a damning statement. And it is exactly what the biggest problem with NRA over the past 20 years hasn't been the financial chicanery, which is absolutely true and real. It's the failure to understand the core principles of the fight. There's really three types of players in the gun rights community. You've got the true believers who understand what the Second Amendment means, that it's a fundamental, it's a sacred right that has to be defended, period. Then you've got the hobbyists who they just want to cover their own base, their own niche. As long as I can have my shotgun and shoot birds, as long as I can have my competition pistol, even if it has to be stored at a range, you know, that I'm okay with that and some infringement and some blah, blah, blah. And then you've got political players. And I put Wayne LaPierre in this category and almost all politicians in this category. They look at it as a political issue and they look at political solutions to get around issues and problems and stuff. And on bump stocks, Wayne LaPierre, he put out a statement. He said the NRA believes that these devices, bump stocks, should be more tightly regulated. You can't say that. I put out an immediate statement calling for the board of directors to repudiate that position. It's incompatible with the NRA's stated goals and positions. And I called on them to repudiate that and actually had a rebuttal article submitted to Ammo Land by Marion Hammer, former NRA president, current member of the board of directors, lobbyist out of Florida. And she basically said, well, bump stocks are stupid. Anybody who wants one is stupid. There's no reason for us to defend them. It's stupid. So they should just, why are you making a big deal out of it? And that tells us where these people are. It's not a political issue. It's a principle. And we have to stand by the principles. And, you know, Donald Trump laid it out there. Well, I asked Wayne LaPierre, and Wayne said, yeah, go for it. Let's regulate these things. Wayne started backpedaling on that and saying, no, we don't want a ban. We just want some regular. What do you want, Wayne? What kind of infringement is the NRA officially supporting with that statement? And that's one of the things that then we get a bunch of our guys saying, well, the NRA is just, they don't get it. They're not on our side. They're enemy shill. No, they're stupid. They're playing political games. They're not the bad guys, but they're not as good of good guys as they really need to be. You can make deals and wiggle around politically while maintaining your principles. But if you throw out your core principle, once you do that, you've undermined the whole, your whole foundation, and you've got nothing to stand on anymore. And that's where NRA and Wayne LaPierre are right now. And it's an absolute, it's ridiculous, and it's a shame, and we should be doing something about it. NRA board of directors should be doing something about it, and they haven't. They keep allowing it to go forward. They keep excusing the bad behavior, the bad finances, the bad political decisions, the self-aggrandizement. They keep excusing that and supporting that, and it's killing them, and on we go. And on top of that, the guys who throw their hands up and walk away and say, well, it's just a two-party system, two sides of the same coin. They're just as bad as those guys. No, it's not, folks. We've got a two-stage system in our elections. The first stage is the primary elections. The second stage is the general election. You try your hardest to get the very best candidate elected in the primaries to be your candidate in the general. And then in the general, regardless of who it is, now your objective is to keep the bad guys out of power. Keep your enemies out of power. Reduce their power. And if that means that if here in Arizona, I've got someone like Kyrsten Sinema who is sort of pro-gun, and I've got somebody who even maybe it's somebody who's anti-gun running on the Republican.
Hang on for me for just a second. Okay. Coming up on the next break, if you would, tell everybody how to find Jeff Knox.
FirearmsCoalition.org, all one word, FirearmsCoalition.org.
Also, you can find his stuff on Ammoland. His stuff gets reprinted in a lot of places. He didn't point that out. He gets reprinted in a lot of places. So, I mean, and no, he is not a one-trick pony. He has never been a one-trick pony. That's just the, those leveling the attacks, they're the one-trick ponies because that's all they can come up with. They can't fight you ideologically because you're just way too logical for them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence launched his presidential campaign in Iowa today, emphasizing the need for new leadership in the White House and the Republican Party.
I've long believed that to whom much is given, much will be required. That's why today, before God and my family, I'm announcing that I'm running for president of the United States of America.
Pence also expressed his belief that former President Trump's disregard for the Constitution disqualifies him from holding office again. Nearly half of independent voters in a recent Economist YouGov poll believe President Biden's health and age severely hinder his ability to be president, while only 11% think they have no effect on his job performance. A group of House conservatives, primarily from the House Freedom Caucus, is blocking Republican-backed bills in protest of Speaker McCarthy's handling of the debt deal. They had to postpone votes today as a result. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Jeff Knox, and he is dispelling all notions. We've been talking about the Republican Party. We've been talking about the NRA. Let's talk a little bit about the Republican Party, because we got Trump out there, and would you characterize it as Trump goes to the NRA before he makes a statement?
No. Trump doesn't go to anybody before he makes a statement. Before he makes an official statement, maybe.
Okay.
Before the White House makes an official statement, maybe. But Trump talked off the cuff, and there's absolutely no question. Trump is not a true believer. Trump is not a dedicated Second Amendment supporter. His history, and recent history and distant history, all says that he doesn't get it. He's not really a gun guy by any means. His sons sort of are. They're, you know, African safari hunters and have done a little bit of shooting and fun stuff. And yeah, that's all good, well and good, but they're not real people. They're celebrity people. They're billionaire people. They're not, they don't think the way the rest of us think, and they aren't motivated the way the rest of us are motivated. All of that said, I voted for him twice. I would vote for him again. I don't intend to support him in the primaries because I frankly think Ron DeSantis has a better chance of winning the general election than Donald Trump does. And if you look at current media, While the media is attacking Trump, at the same time they're attacking DeSantis harder. You have all of these bogus legal things coming against Trump, and again, make something clear, opposing the weaponization of government and the legal system against Donald Trump is evil and wrong, and I absolutely oppose them doing that and support efforts to stop them from doing that. But that doesn't mean that I have to support Donald Trump in the primary. I don't think that Trump is the most winnable candidate, nor do I frankly think he's the best candidate. I appreciated a lot of the things that he did when he was president. I think he was a good president in many, many ways. He wasn't great on the Second Amendment, as he demonstrated in the bump stock thing, listening to NRA. But I think that DeSantis has a better chance of winning in the general election, and that's the direction that I'm going to go. So this comes back to the point I was making a minute ago, though, is, I mean, president's one thing. Your local state legislature and Congress, one of the things that people don't take into account that matters hugely is who holds the majority. Is it the Democrats or the Republicans? And at this point, the Democrats have made gun control a key issue in their platform, and Republicans continue to be sort of pro-gun. When it comes down to brass tacks, in the primary, you try and get your best candidate, the guy who is best positioned on your issues and who has the best chance of getting elected. Both of those things are critically important. And then in the general, you try and keep the opposition from power. That means don't give them another seat just because you're mad at the guy you're running. I would vote for an anti-gun Republican over a pro-gun Democrat just to try and keep Chuck Schumer out of the Senate, out of Senate control, out of the majority leader. It matters. That matters. And that's very difficult for me to say that I would do that, but I absolutely would, because the big picture says keeping Republicans right now the way I don't want to come off as partisan, but the parties have drawn the line and forced me to be partisan, and that's the direction I would go. I would take that position, and I'm hoping that 2024 people wake up and look around and say, do we want more of what we've been getting for the last 4 years? And let's do everything we can to avoid letting more of this go on, because the more it goes on, the deeper we get and the fewer options we have. And, you know, they want to compare AR-15s to F-15s, and that's not a place we want to go. You know, it's just not.
I don't worry too much about the comparison of AR-15s to F-15s, because F-15s only work in the sky, and I operate on the ground.
Well, and who's going to fly them?
And yeah, and that's the other thing. And then there's a whole part about where they have to land, so that means they have to have somewhere to land, and, you know, they mm-hmm. may. So, this, you know, that's not a big concern of mine when he makes that statement. That's an ignorant statement from a very ignorant man that doesn't actually understand
absolutely.
The nature of anything. Now, as far as Trump is concerned, you know, right now we're 18 months away. I don't really care what the polls say. I'm waiting to see. I think he needs to be very stiffly primaried by somebody that can, you know, make him come out and get hard again.
Right.
I sincerely hope he does not run on 2020 was stolen.
Right.
I agree with him. Fine. Let's move on. What are we doing?
Yeah, that's what he's been doing up to now, and he's actually running to the left of Ron DeSantis, as looking for ways to damage DeSantis by criticizing DeSantis for good, hard, right things that DeSantis has done. And I have a problem with that, you know. But yeah, I believe that New Jersey governor, what's his name? The
Chris Christie.
Big guy.
Yeah.
Chris Christie is about to declare. And
why is he
claiming
doing
that? Yeah, claiming that he's going to shake things up.
Oh.
I think that he's in there to shake things up. I don't think he's in there to win it. I think that Nikki Haley, I love Nikki Haley, and I think that she is clearly running for the vice presidency under Trump.
Why?
She's taking pot shots at DeSantis and doubling down on Trumpism. And so I think that she's trying to do that, and she'd be a good vice president.
Okay. She's the former governor of South Carolina, and I will tell you, she will make as good a vice president as Kamala Harris. Okay. Now, if I wanted to get out there and pick a vice presidential candidate, I might be looking at Vivek.
I like him.
Yeah.
I do. Very sharp guy. But right now, like you say, the polls are fluctuating. Who knows what? The media is clearly, they want Trump to win the primary.
Yeah.
Because it's good for them.
Yeah.
CNN poll.
Well, I mean, they think it's because they don't think he can win the general. And I mean, he does have a few weaknesses still. I mean, he doesn't know how to pick a cabinet at all. He doesn't know how to make the system work for him.
The biggest weakness, though, the biggest weakness is that more than half the country despise him. They don't just dislike him. They don't. They are gutturally hatred towards this guy.
Sure.
And there's nothing that he's saying or doing right now that is moving one single independent vote into his camp.
Right.
Nothing. And that's the big problem.
Well, and I'll tell you the other part of the big problem when we get back, coming up on the next break, firearms policy. Is it firearm policy or firearms policy?
Just firearms coalition.
Firearms coalition. My bad. He'll beat me later. I'll run into him somewhere. He'll be beating on me. Firearmscoalition.org, that's where you can check them out. Join them, you know. Support them.
Absolutely.
Find, look up Jeff Knox at Ammo Land. Oh my gosh. The cascade will begin. All good stuff. This is whatever you may read about Jeff Knox as far as anything that somebody may claim motivates him. That's just, you find a lot of that in the pasture. Don't pay any attention to it. It's just nonsense. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Jeff Knox from Firearms Coalition. And we were talking the politics and the possible. I will probably support DeSantis in the primary.
Mm-hmm.
Myself. Simply because, and I do a daily show here locally, and everybody's out there, oh, DeSantis, he's a deep state, or he's a this, he's a that, he's a, look at his background. Isn't he relatively young? What kind of a political background? I haven't looked into his background. Does he have a background? What else has he done besides be governor? Has he served in Congress, right?
Right.
He was a military officer of some sort, right?
I believe so. And I believe he was a JAG officer, if I'm remembering right. Yeah. Was a prosecutor for a time. So a pretty varied career. For a guy his age, but he's done a great job in Florida, and it shows, so I think that he's a good administrator. I think he's a pretty good communicator. I question some of the approaches that he's taken because it's like, oh, I'm going to stick it to them. I think his battle with Disney is poorly framed. I think it's correct, but I think it's poorly framed. But I think he's a sharp guy.
It's gutsy, though, isn't it?
It is. Oh, it's absolutely gutsy. And I love that he doesn't allow the press to lie. You know, they start to ask a question that's based on a falsehood, and he says, wait, stop, you're lying. This is not this way, you know, and I appreciate that. But I think that as things stand right now, unless there's something really dramatic that shakes up, I think that I will support DeSantis in the primary and hope to support him in the general, because I think that he can draw more of those independent voters over.
Sure.
Just on his competency. He is competent and has demonstrated that competency, and his resounding reelection in Florida demonstrates that, you know, that people respond to that. So of course, it's still going to be rigged. You're still going to have the major media actively working against whoever is the Republican candidate. And that's just the way it is, and we have to overcome that. And that's why it's so critical that our guys don't walk away, don't go down into their bunker to load magazines, but actually get involved and get busy and participate in the process to get us the best candidates out there and elected. Because while the courts have been going our way, the Supreme Court with the Bruin decision, critical decision, very important, one of those things that the NRA has done right in recent years, that's important, but courts take a lot of time and there's no guarantee. And it really comes down to it's the stupid laws. It's not that the BATF is jack legs. They are. It's not that the FBI is corrupt. They are. It's the laws, stupid. It's, they are enforcing bad laws, and Congress is allowing those bad laws to remain on the books. And the only way that we're going to change the laws, other than the Supreme Court saying, no, that's unconstitutional, which they might get around to doing, is that we have to change the Congress and the executive. And if we don't do that in the state legislatures and at Congress, if we don't change the lawmakers and change the executive who has to sign those laws, we're not going to see real change. Right. And the only way we do that is that we get active and involved and we support the lesser of two evils or the best bad choice or the less hurtful choice or whatever. We've got to take power away from the authoritarian controllers and give power back to the people. And that's what we have to do.
With the, how do you feel about McCarthy as a speaker? I've been a little surprised by him. I'm actually pleasantly surprised by him. What do you think of him?
Yeah, I think that he's done a good job so far. I think that this whole thing on the debt limit, that what he has to be saying more is that, hey, we're here, we're ready to negotiate, we want to hold the line and not spend a whole lot more money, so it's up to you to not shut down the government by coming and sitting down at the table and let's work out our differences. This, by refusing to come to the table, Joe Biden is aiming us directly at forfeiture. And he keeps saying that that's not what he wants, but he won't even sit down and talk with us about it. So it's on him. And they need to keep putting it, it's on him. It's your move, Joe. That should be their slogan. It's your move, Joe. We've put our cards on the table. It's your move. Let's see it. And, but yeah, overall, I think that he's been doing a pretty good job, a surprisingly good job. And I approve of the his critics keeping him under pressure. They have to be careful about how much they do that, because they're sometimes sounding like they're being really, really petty, and that's a problem.
Yeah.
But yeah, all in all, I think he's doing a heck of a lot better job than Nancy Pelosi, for crying out loud.
Well, he's doing a better job than Paul Ryan.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, Paul absolutely. Ryan was the biggest disappointment I've ever experienced. The only one worse than Paul Ryan is the murder turtle.
Yeah, and Mitch McConnell, but we're at risk. Mitch McConnell is probably going to retire at the end of his term, and what is it, 26, 27?
Right.
Who is going to be the Republican leader from there? Is it going to be backstabbing John Cornyn, who is the epitome of that political operator who doesn't get it, who doesn't understand our issue and uses our issue as just a chip to throw on the table? We need to be thinking about that, and we need to be pushing for that, and we need to be we've got to be looking at our bench. And Republicans have been terrible about looking at the bench and seeing what's coming around the corner. And they really need to do that. And we as gun voters, we need to be looking at that. If it came down to it, I'm going to vote for Cornyn if he's the only choice, if I was in Texas. But we need to primary him. We need to let him know that we're not happy with him.
Yeah.
And we need to let our senators know that he's not our choice for leader. We want somebody who understands our issue better and is more solid on our issue to be leading the Republicans in the Senate. And, I wish we could say that about Democrats, that that we'd like to see a pro-gun Democrat in there if Democrats would ever get back into that camp.
Yeah, well, I think those guys are gone. I think those guys are gone. Mm-hmm. That's the issue. But I will say this. I would hope, you know, we're looking at the House. There's a bunch of really good, hardcore conservatives in the House. I don't see, yep. There's, you know, there may be five in the Senate. And are they in senior, I mean, they're not, they haven't been there for 50 years. So they're not in senior leadership positions and everybody else is there. They played the gentleman's game. It just irritates me to no end.
The harder line Republicans in the Senate, they are alienated from the good old boys club because they've challenged Mitch McConnell, because they question John Cornyn and disagree with them. Well, they get pushed out. The current leadership doesn't like them, and so they don't get a chance to get up in there and do what needs to be done. You know, guys like Rand Paul.
Yeah. Running out of time, Jeff. We have run out of time. We need to do this again. Very stimulating conversation. Yeah. I love the kind of conversation. Find Jeff Knox at amaland.com. Find him at firearmcoalition.org. Go and support him every way you can, because he is the exact opposite of what they claim he is. He is a very effective Second Amendment advocate. Very true.
And I need your support.
Absolutely.
Go
out there and
support.
Go out there and just do it. Just go out there and do it.
There you go.
Hour number three is
Thank
coming
you,
up.
Bill.
Yes, sir. Coming up next is going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.